WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Barry Lopez is one of our country's foremost writers on the subject of the natural history of our land, how we relate to it, and what that says about the bigger issues in our lives, truth, integrity, beauty. Lopez received critical acclaim for his 1978 book of Wolves and Men and won the 1986 National Book Award in Nonfiction for Arctic Dreams. Barry Lopez joins us today to read an excerpt from his essay, The Rediscovery of North America, which he delivered earlier this year at the University of Kentucky. Lopez says many of us are predisposed, because of our social and economic history, to see the landscapes we inhabit in a certain way which keeps us from really seeing what is there. And this has been a problem, he says, ever since the Spanish first set foot on this continent. Here's Barry Lopez.
The premise that this essay operates with is that when we arrived, Europeans, in the New World, we made a kind of financial assessment of the landscape, but we never inquired at the kind of depth that you need to inquire at in order to produce an indigenous philosophy. And the second premise is that without an indigenous philosophy, your politics and everything else are just never going to work. So at this point in the essay, what I'm trying to do is evoke some sense of the people and the place, the original inhabitants and the place as it continues to be. It may have been some time since you thought of how the land was peopled. Start in the Bahamas with the Arawak, and then come north and west to the mainland, to the country of the Calusa. Move on north to the separate landscapes of the Apalachee, the Creek, the Chickasaw. Then east and north, the Cherokee, Delaware, Susquehanna, the Onondaga, Mohican, and Abenaki. Back west, Huron, Ottawa, Chippewa, Plains Ojibwa, Assiniboine, Crow, Shoshone. Into the northwest, Salish, Nez Perce, Coeur d'Alene, Yakima, Snoqualmie, Chehalis, and down the coast, Tillamook, Siuslaw, Coos, Yurok, Pomo, Maidu, Chumash, back to the east, Paiute, Havasupai, Papago, Pima, Chiricahua Apache, Mescalero Apache, Tiwa, Tano, Tewa, Keres, Santo Domingo, Powaki, Hikaria Apache, Kiowa, Arapaho, Pawnee, Kansa, Osage, Shawnee, and back, Hitchiti, Timucua, Seminole. This is to leave out all the tribes of the north, Dog Rib, Hare, and Cochin, the northwest coast, Tlingit and Kwakiutl, of Mexico, Tarahumara, Aztec, Maya, and to the south of them, Mosquito and Kuna, and all of South America, from the Carib and the Timote to the Yahan and the Ona. More than 1,000 distinct cultures, 1,000 mutually unintelligible languages, 1,000 ways of knowing. How can one compare intimacy with the facets of this with the possession of gold? How could we have squandered this in that search? Imagine the physical place. It may have been some time, too, since you thought of this. The Florida Keys, that white light. Okefenokee Swamp, the Piedmont Plateau, James River, the Pine Barrens of New Jersey, hardwood forests of Vermont, Mount Katahdin, the Finger Lakes, Allegheny Mountains, Cumberland Plateau, Kentucky River, Indiana Dunes, Wisconsin Dells, Minnesota Lakes, Laurentian Divide, Shortgrass Prairie, Missouri Breaks, Judith Basin, Lolo Pass, Mount Rainier, Olympic Peninsula, Columbia Bar, California Redwoods, Tuolumne Meadows, Black Rock Desert, the Wasatch Range, Medicine Bow Mountains, South Fork of the Platte, Pikes Peak, headwaters of the Canadian, Sangre de Cristo, Mogollon Rim, Sonoran Desert, the Edwards Plateau, Brazos River, Big Thicket, Lake Pontchartrain, Chattahoochee River, Everglades. And I leave out again all that to the north, Thalon River, Great Bear Lake, the Brooks Range, Glacier Bay, and to the south, the Chihuahuan Desert, Yucatan Peninsula, Mosquito Coast, the Darien Isthmus, and South America, Lake Titicaca, Mato Grosso, Atacama Desert, Patagonia, Tierra del Fuego. It would take a lifetime to list even in these few places the trees and flowers, the butterflies and fish, the small mammals, the kinds of deer and cats, the migratory and resident birds, and to say the most rudimentary things about their relationships, how they know and reflect each other. This, along with the people we ignored, was a wealth that didn't register until much of it was gone, or until, like the people, it was a tattered, diluted remnant sequestered on a reservation. This brief litany of names, though all of them are imposed, should awaken a sense of the breadth of this landscape, how by turns it is strange and comprehensible, familiar and unfathomable. It is still, in some real sense, the new world. These places can still infuse minds with a sense of awe. They are still marvelous places with whom or with which we might reciprocate.
Writer Barry Lopez, reading from his essay, The Rediscovery of North America. His new book is an illustrated fable called Crow and Weasel that's just been published by North Point Press. And he's just received the Lannan Foundation Award in nonfiction.